Good morning and welcome to Savannah Morning News' Daily Headlines podcast, See You in the Morning. I am Will Peebles and today is April 18th. See You in the Morning is a production of Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. You can find this as well as all of our other audio content at SavannahNow.com. On Wednesday, three Chatham County residents were indicted for murder and related charges in the February slaying of a woman near Sam's Club in Pooler. Sierra and DeAndre Mims, both of Pooler, and Rondalyn Butler of Port Wentworth caused the death of Quaniqua Lee by shooting her on February 23rd, the Chatham County grand jury said in returning malice murder counts against all three defendants. The grand jurors also indicted each on felony murder counts by causing the death during the commission of an aggravated assault with a handgun. Another count charged all three with aggravated assault on Aaron Wright by shooting at a vehicle in which the victim was present. Jan Scutch has this story, and you can read more about it at SavannahNow.com. An anticipated resolution to the ongoing dispute over noise at Foxy Loxy Cafe fell apart Wednesday amid new complaints by neighbor Sarah Georgiadis. Instead, cafe owner Jennifer Jenkins and her neighbor were ordered to refine an earlier agreement for the court's approval or return to court May 15th to resume the hearings. This time, it did not involve a noise complaint, but about 300 to 400 cigarette butts and trash on the property. Attorney Colin McRae, who represents Jenkins, told Yancey that his client had not been cited for the latest complaint, but agreed to accept a citation in the interest of judicial economy. Yancey told both sides to amend their current agreement to address the litter issue or return to court next month to resume the hearing. Scutch was a busy man today. This is also his story, and you can read more about it at SavannahNow.com. Five people pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to previous indictments in the death of two teenagers whose bodies were found buried behind their house in the Guyton area in December. The siblings found buried were Mary Frances and Elwin John Crocker, Jr. Elwin John Crocker, the biological father, Candace Heather Crocker, the stepmother, and Kimberly Renee Wright, the step-grandmother, pleaded not guilty to two counts of felony murder, two counts of cruelty to children in the first degree, and two counts of concealing the death of another. Mark Anthony Wright, Candace Crocker's brother, and Roy Anthony Prater, the step-grandmother's boyfriend, pleaded not guilty to felony murder, cruelty to children in the first degree, and concealing the death of another. These charges are related to Mary Crocker's death. All five appeared separately before Superior Court Judge F. Gates Peed and listened to Assistant District Attorney Brian Deal read the indictment before their attorneys entered pleas of not guilty. The defendants, wearing jail jumpsuits with their feet shackled, did not speak during the arraignment. Gigi Rigsby over there in Effingham County has this story, and you can find it at effinghamnow.com as well as savannahnow.com.
The city is considering lowering the parking meter rates from $2 to $1 per hour for about 100 downtown parking spaces due to low usage. The decrease would apply to parking spaces between Lincoln and Habersham Streets north of Oglethorpe Avenue. The change would shift the eastern boundary for the $2 parking zone one block west, bringing it closer to where most of downtown businesses are located, said Sean Brandon of Mobility and Parking Services. The decrease is being recommended after parking and mobility staff compiled occupancy rates for spaces in 2018, the year the higher rates were implemented. This story was written by reporter Eric Curl and can be found at SavannahNow.com.
And that's all for today, folks. That last story you heard was narrated by one of our newest hires here at Savannah Morning News, Miss Asha Gilbert. Asha is training to be one of the hosts of this podcast to help Brittany and I out, and I could not be happier about that. So get used to hearing her voice as well. But as always, thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us. We sure do appreciate it. And from all of us here at the newsroom, I am Will Peebles, and we'll see you in the morning.